you saw somebody that you hadn't seen in a while, maybe a child that you haven't seen in a long time, you might say, oh, you.
Okay.
What's a child that's born to an unmarried woman? If you had a brother and he had a son, what would he do to you? What's a child that doesn't have a father or a mother? What would be a name for a person that's appointed to look after a
woman?
If a woman gives a party and she invites all the people that are related to her, you might say she's asked all. If you're talking about people that might have the same family name, but you might say we have a family name, but we. Somebody comes into your table that you've never seen before. Would you ever use the word foreigner for somebody that's not from another country? Somebody that is from another country. I want to get some names from the two sisters in the Bible, sisters of Lazarus. What are their names? What was Jesus' mother's name? And then, do you remember what George Washington's wife's name was? And then, can you think of a name for Helen that might start with an M? What's Mr. wife's name? What would it be if you added a lot? What's a new name for a boy that's being? Or what else? Just children? Okay, if you had somebody named Bill, what would it be if you added a lot? Okay, and then what would the whole name be? The whole name, but it's a. Not the shortened form of the whole name. Okay. What's the first book in the New Testament? Okay. And what would be a shortened form of the whole name? What would you call a woman that conducts school?
School mom.
What are some last names that you think, familiar names that you think that there are a lot of people with those last names?
Williams. Smith.
What about? What was that name? If you had Mr. Cooper, his wife would be? What would you call a preacher that's not really trained and is not a preacher in a regular